Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's EV News Briefly for Monday, 19th of September. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. Got some sales updates coming in from the Netherlands, France and Germany, all thanks to Clean Technica in the Netherlands. They've had some big growth on their plug-in vehicle market. 24% of all new vehicles are pure electric cars, which is massive. And plug-in hybrids don't do very well in the Netherlands, but there is one particular car, the Lincoln Co. 01. That is a plug-in hybrid. Does very well. Apart from that, the Dutch seem to love their ID3s, ID4s, ID5s and e-trons. In France, though, they love their Renaults. No surprise there. The plug-in vehicle market continues to rise in France, where it's 24% pure electric cars. In the Netherlands that I mentioned, it is 20% in France, and it's going to end above that by the end of the year. 2 months in a row, Megane's been number one, the Megane EV. And in Germany, over 31,000 pure electric registrations last month. That's 16% of the overall market. Add in plug-in hybrid cars, and you are talking 28%, probably 30% by the end of the year. 30% plug-in? Yes, Germany. Yes, please. Now, Tesla, knowing that Germany is Europe's biggest car market and doing really well, and they're falling in love with EVs, that adoption S-curve, you know, exponential growth, I get it intellectually. When you see it, actually it hits you in the heart. It's wonderful to see. Tesla wants to double their German sales this year. Model Y was already the top-selling car last month to private buyers. Germany's automotive juggernaut, Bosch, warning about an over-reliance on battery cells. Well, that could just be because if you're Bosch and you're looking around, there are so many competitors. Like, Bosch is the number one supplier to the car industry, and there are so many competitors that I think are way ahead on battery technology. So Bosch are saying, whoa, 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 what about hydrogen? Because there's going to be a massive hydrogen long-haul network. That'll be the backbone for passenger cars. We need hydrogen and fuel cells if we run out of batteries. That's Marcus Hain, the head of mobility services, saying that we need to see an alternative to battery power. That's the quote. We only have it existing if we have prepared in good time. Say Bosch, no, I think I disagree with that one. I don't think we need hydrogen for personal mobility. I'm quite happy to charge my car off the solar panels on my roof for free. And let's keep hydrogen for things like aviation, trucking, heavy goods, even getting the steel industry, which is, you know, I read different things, but steel is between 8 and 10% of the global CO2 emissions. Like, that's an insane number. And if we can get that onto electricity and green hydrogen away from coking coal, that's a big deal. But yeah, for personal mobility, no, Bosch, no. Ain't gonna happen. I don't want to drive one. Now, the channel Munro Live have got a Model Y, torn it apart, got a 4680 battery, torn that apart, and it's very conventional, they say. It's the traditional jelly roll battery, hasn't got all of that technology that Tesla at the battery day were promising, things like silicon inside it and, you know, cutting out those kind of key elements that were going to be in there, using a cobalt-free high nickel cathode. Well, they said, nope, it's an NMC technology, very conventional, it's rolled up like you would expect. They might be using the dry coating techniques, but, and look, I'm sure Tesla have a very steep ramp of learning on this. I'm convinced they will make these cells better. They have to, but for now, they're looking like big 2170s, really. But that's okay. Now let's talk a little bit about Tesla's full self-driving in Europe compared to America. And The Verge point out that whereas America have a system where car companies can launch what they want and self-certify, the European Union have a system of you have then have to prove something is safe until they'll allow it on the roads. It's why you don't see any full self-driving videos from Europe on YouTube. And pointing out the differences between how cars make their way onto our driveways. And that's Briefly.